Mark Martell of Marshmallow World, WWIB. And maybe this is the most appropriate morning for that so far, Jason Cairns, because we've got snow.
I haven't even looked outside yet.
Yeah, a little bit of snow. A little bit.
Okay. All right.
Not a lot. In fact, probably not even enough to make a marshmallow, much less a snowball, but still.
All right. All right. I changed my walk this morning.
Yeah, it's going to be a snowy walk. Be careful.
All right.
It is, yeah, I got a little bit of a voice today.
Yeah, better again than yesterday.
Yeah, right.
Hope it just keeps going in the right direction.
Phlegm is evil, it seems to me. Yeah. I ran into somebody in the last couple days who we both acknowledged we were going through colds, and he felt it was appropriate to describe the inner workings of his battle with phlegm.
Oh, nice. And you said thank you.
I'm like, yeah, I can relate. I know what you're talking about. I'm just not going to similarly walk you through that for me. So.
Yeah.
So I have a question for you this morning, because birthright citizenship has been in the news, especially since Sunday. President Trump did an interview with Kristen Welker on Meet the Press. You probably heard highlights if you haven't watched it.
Okay.
And he talked about wanting to get rid of the birthright citizenship. And this is the idea that if somebody's here in the country, but the idea of being born here makes you a citizen here.
Yep.
And apparently he said in the interview, like, we're the only country that has this. It's not true, like 30 countries do. But, I mean, how do you view your the fact that you're a citizen of this country? How do you view that?
You know, I feel like that is something that I'm really grateful for, something that I think is a right. You know, it's scary to think about that, because if they move in that direction, what else can they do to take away one's citizenship?
Yeah, that's true.
And I think... if we, you know, if you're born here, it seems to me that I agree with birthright citizenship. So,
yeah.
I think what else could be done to take away a person's citizenship?
Yeah, I guess for me too, I agree with it too, and I hope that it stays. And I guess I view it as, I mean, we won the lottery to be born here, a lot of freedoms. People tell us the wealthiest country in the world. Whether or not you want to say it's the greatest country in the history of the world, some people feel the need to say that. But the fact of the matter is like, I don't feel the need to keep somebody else from gaining what I've been so fortunate to receive.
Right. So, absolutely. But, yeah, and it feels, we have to be careful, I think, of that exclusionary tendency. You know, I think we see that in our national politics, but I think we can also see that in our churches, right? About who is doesn't meet the criteria for inclusion, and I think we need to be very careful of that. And I think in the scripture, whosoever will may come, right? And I think that's a good policy.
Yeah, I guess you think about the whosoevers, right? John 3:16, for God so loved the world that whosoever, yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
About the only time whosoever gets mentioned, I think. So.
Yeah, right.
All right, well, I was going to ask you about a Dan White quote, but I think we've kind of gobbled up the time in another direction today. So
yeah,
all right.
we should revisit that at some point, though.
Yeah, okay, well, maybe tomorrow.
Okay.
Today, we truck on with Matthew 26:55-56.
All right, and that says, then Jesus said to the crowd, am I some dangerous revolutionary that you come at me with swords and clubs to arrest me? Why didn't you arrest me in the temple? I was there teaching every day, but this is all happening to fulfill the words of the prophets as recorded in the scriptures. At that point, all the disciples deserted him and fled.
You can read the devotional commentary, too, if you got it.
Sure. And that says, turning to the mob, Jesus asked, have you put together a posse as if you were tracking a violent criminal? I've been in the temple every day this week teaching about God's kingdom, and you did not capture me then, but you have done it this way in fulfillment of God's word. All the disciples fled, abandoning my son just as he had told them.
I think
for me, this idea of... Jesus knew what was coming, right? And the disciples would never have guessed that they would have fled. They would have said, you know, we're sticking with you. And yet, with this time and this pressure, they were out. So,
yeah, again, the drama unfolding day by day, drip by drip, moment by moment. So 12 days of bundles, day 8, first drawing. This time around, I've drawn the name of Brian and Christy in Eau Claire. And yeah, you know what? They gave 10 partner pledges. So thank you so much to them. We'll get a hold of them and let them choose from what remains. And there's a lot still there in our 12 Days of Bundles. That's above and beyond whatever you want to ask for from our monthly gift offers.
Well, Win It Wednesday in more ways than one. Of course, we've got a continuation of Tuesday trivia coming up. But also with that special One Fest Christmas concert with Sidewalk Prophets on Friday night at Calvary Baptist Church. Just a few tickets remaining, by the way. One-Fest.com to get yours before it sells out. But One Fest is doing a special giveaway with us here at WWIB today. And so, again, this giveaway is going to be not just for two tickets to the almost sold-out show on Friday night, but these are VIP tickets, come with a meet-and-greet and Q&A with Sidewalk Prophets, also a special reading of the Christmas book, The Luckiest Star. Dave Fry, lead singer of Sidewalk Prophets, will read that book, and of course, that comes from their wonderful Christmas song, Hey Moon. It will be an unforgettable Christmas concert, so a chance to win those two VIP tickets. But the twist here, Halvo, is that we are asking you to try to win them for someone else, someone deserving, someone who might not otherwise be able to go to this concert. And so if you would leave us a voicemail saying who you would like to send to this concert, who you would like to win these tickets, not you, but someone else, getting in the spirit of giving here for Christmas, leave us that voicemail at 715-396-1670, 715-396-1670. We'd love to hear from you, hear who you would like to bless with these special VIP tickets for the almost sold out show Friday night.
Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. And we've got snow today, Caleb.
A little bit of a winter wonderland out there, so take a little extra time getting to where you need to get to. But thank you to our snowplow crews. And when you can do so safely, give us a call here at 715-723-2555 for a chance to win some great prizes.
Yeah, some fantastic prizes. We've got a Chick-fil-A card here. You get the sandwich of your choice, the grilled chicken, the spicy chicken, or the standard chicken. And then also, how about a Lauren Daigle Behold, a Christmas collection, the complete set, 15 songs. This is not just your ordinary release. This is fantastic. So
those are the prizes for you. If you can solve this trivia question that was unsolvable yesterday, people in this profession are busiest in November. People in what profession are busiest in the month of November, the month that just went by? 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau.
Tammy, go ahead.
Would it be mechanics?
Would it be mechanics? Halvo, is it mechanics?
That makes a lot of sense. October is Car Awareness Month, getting ready for winter, but it's not it.
Thank you, Tammy. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name and where are you calling from?
It's Mark from Chippewa Falls.
Mark, go ahead.
How about plumbers and plumbing?
Is it plumbing? Is it plumbers? Is that the profession that's busiest, self-reported busiest in November?
Sorry, Mark.
Not what we're looking for. Keep the calls coming at 715-723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Caleb. It's Linda from Chippewa.
Hey, Linda. What do you think?
I think it's HVAC.
It's what?
Oh, like HVAC. Yeah.
HVAC. Okay.
Yeah, that's actually been guessed yesterday. You can have a bonus guess, though, Linda.
Okay. Farmers?
Is it farmers? Could it be farmers?
Sorry.
What we're looking for. Thank you, Linda. 715-723-2555. A lot of great professions, a lot of hardworking professions. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. Win It Wednesday with Caleb and Halvo. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau.
Tammy's back through. What do you think?
Would it be firefighters?
Is it firefighters, Halvo?
Yeah, maybe they'd be real busy that time of the year. That's not it, though.
Maybe with the people, again, there's turkey mishaps and such.
There's a whole campaign, like keep the wreath green. So.
Yes. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Mark from Chippewa Falls.
Go ahead, Mark.
How about like doctors?
Is it doctors, folks in that medical profession, busiest in November? Halvo, did he get it?
Sorry, Mark.
No, 715-723-2555. Again, a free Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and a Lauren Daigle Christmas album yours. If you can tell us, people in what profession are busiest in November? They say they're busiest in November. People in what profession, what job? Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda again.
Linda's back through. Go ahead, Linda.
Mechanics.
Is it mechanics? I feel like that
was the first guess today by Tammy.
So go ahead. Bonus guess.
Okay. sorry, I don't have one right now.
No problem. I think we have time for three more guesses here, so let's do that. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Aiden from Mondovi.
Go ahead.
A taxidermist.
Is it tax? Oh, sure.
It's a great guess.
Deer, but not what we're looking for. Great guess. Thank you. Two more guesses here before we push this off past 7:45 and give you a clue. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on Win It Wednesday?
Ben from Chippewa. Grocery stores.
Is it grocery stores? I suppose grocery store workers. I feel like that was guess yesterday.
Yeah, I think so.
I think we can give you a bonus guess here, Ben. Go ahead.
Not that. Electricians?
Electricians. Thinking on your feet. Is it electricians? That would be shocking because it's not electricians. Thank you, Ben. All right, one more guess here, and then we're going to have to give you a clue. 715-723-2555 for next time because this is our last caller this time. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mary from Kadaj.
Hey, Mary, what do you think?
Is it Christmas tree farmers?
Is it Christmas tree farmers? That was actually guessed. You can have one quick bonus guess if you're fast.
Hairdressers.
Is it hairdressers? How, though? Is it hairdressers? We're going to say that you are
correct. Yeah, why not? Because what I think it was barbers, and we said hairstylist when we discussed it off the air. And so, Mary, you got it.
Yeah, barbers is what we're looking for, and hairdressers works. We were trying to figure out why they would be busiest.
Yeah, we never really knew. And our hint was going to be basically there's no logical reason to believe this.
So. Well, there you go, Mary.
My hairdresser is going to be very proud of me.
There you go. Well, you tell them it helped you win some Chick-fil-A and some great Christmas music. We've been inviting you to call in at 715-396-1670 to give someone else a chance to win VIP tickets to the Sidewalk Prophets Christmas concert this Friday. Sherry from Bloomer took us up on that.
Good morning, Wib. This is Sherry from Bloomer. I'm calling in regards to the Sidewalk Prophet tickets for Friday. I would like to nominate my pastor from the Bloomer Baptist Church, Pastor Patrick Rhodes and his wife, Christy. They have just been so welcoming and genuine and caring in the last 18 months that we've been going there. They're amazing. I can't say enough good about them, but I would love to nominate them for the tickets. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, we're going to give you a little quiz, Caleb.
All right. So we'll see how well I know what? Christmas songs?
Yeah, it's Christmas tune twisters. I'll give you a clue and see if you can name the popular Christmas song.
Can I make the excuse beforehand that I'm tired?
Sure.
All right. Thanks.
All right. For instance, member of the round table with missing areas.
Oh, member of the round table with missing areas.
I don't know why they said it that way, but it's Oh Holy Night. Yeah. So, I don't know. Again, I'm going just with the clues they gave me here. Right. Another one is Boulder of Tinkling Metal Spheres.
Boulder of Tinkling Metal Spheres. Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Close. Jingle Bell Rock.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Jingle Bell Rock. Okay. Wanted in December. Top Forward Incisors.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
You got it. Yes.
Good there job. We go. All
good
right.
job.
Thanks, Obi-Wan.
Here we go. The lad is a diminutive percussionist.
Little drummer boy.
Yeah, some of these clues are a little better than others.
Better than the first one.
I don't know. All right, here we go. Sir Lancelot with laryngitis.
Sir Lancelot with laryngitis.
A Christmas song that has to do with quiet.
Yeah. Man. Because Silent Night comes
yes,
to...
Yes, Silent Night.
Wait, that's Silent Night?
That's what they gave, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Good job.
Thanks.
Decorate the entryways.
Deck the halls?
Yes.
All right, there we go.
Good job.
Cup-shaped instruments fashioned with a whitish metallic element.
Silver bells.
Yes.
Good job.
Thanks. He's really encouraging.
He
I
is,
appreciate
yeah.
it. I'm a words of affirmation guy, so Obi-Wan Kenobi is just all over that.
Power off in a hay bin.
Away in a manger.
Yes.
Good job.
Our fervent hope is that you thoroughly enjoy your Yuletide season.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Good job.
Listen, the winged heavenly messengers are proclaiming tunefully.
Hark the herald angels sing.
Yes.
Good job.
Jubilation to the entire terrestrial globe.
Joy to the world.
You got it.
Good job.
There we go.
You finished strong.
It was a shaky start.
Yeah.
Well, if you're wondering the name of this tune, it's called The Present, and it's from Forrest Frank.
very, very Merry Christmas.
Hi, I would like to nominate my friend Sammy. She is a single mom, and I think she would be really blessed to be able to get out, take her little daughter to a Christian concert, and to hear about the love of Jesus during what could be a difficult time. Thank you.
For Halvo, it's time for another drawing in the 12 days of bundles from those who've given that partner gift of $103.70 or greater to the ministry. And of course, a word to the wise, if you are able to make that gift this month, the sooner you do it, the more drawings you're in. The 12 days of bundles goes through the 17th and three times per weekday.
Yeah, we're so grateful to all who have. We've had many, but not in the last couple of days. So it's been December 9th is the last time. And again, we had a couple earlier this morning from Eau Claire that had given 10 partner pledges. And so they had their name drawn here on day 8 of the 12 days of bundles. And we're ready to do it again.
Here we go.
Scrambling around, going around. I've got one name, and it is Jackie in Durand.
Jackie, congratulations. Someone from the station will give you a call, and you can choose from those wonderful bundles.
Well, did you know, Caleb, that playing the drums can change one's brain structure?
I thought it just kind of changes the brain structure of those around you.
That's
when you're
true.
Practicing,
but that's true.
So there's an old cliche in the rock scene that drummers are always the forgotten members of a band. The drums aren't quite as exciting as guitar. That might be debatable. And they don't demand the same attention as a mic stand and the lead singer. But it turns out, if your kid wants to pick up a rock instrument, drums could be the thing for their brain.
Yeah, a team of researchers analyzed a group of seasoned drummers' brains. They discovered that playing the drums changes one's brain structure. Drummers' motor brain areas are organized more efficiently and also appear to have fewer than normal, but also thicker, connecting fibers between the two halves of the brain.
So drummers have thick skulls?
Yes.
It was observed that the drummers' brains were less active while performing motor tasks in comparison to the control subjects. Essentially, this means the brain of a veteran drummer is more efficiently organized and connected, meaning it does not need to use as much energy. That's fascinating.
Huh. Yeah.
So there you go. And how about this smart little kid, little drummer boy? We sing about him so much this time of year. Toby's version.